Mr. President, Madam Director General, Honorable Ministers of Health and Heads of Delegation, invited guests, distinguished ladies and gentlemen. I greet you on behalf of the African Union Commission. I would start by commending the outgoing President for the sound leadership and efforts during the last 12 months. And I congratulate you, Mr. President, for your election to chair this assembly. I would also like to thank the WHO Director General for the work well done since her election into office, particularly for Africa, which suffers a heavy burden of disease worsened by natural disasters and political challenges. Africa wishes to express its solidarity with the people of Japan, USA, New Zealand, Italy, recently Spain, and other countries that have been badly hit by devastating natural disasters such as earthquakes and floods. This is a startling reminder that disasters would indeed strike when least expected, and thus the need to have in place emergency preparedness and response plans that places needed emphasis on regional cooperation and collaboration. Mr. President, the theme of this 64th World Health Assembly, Prevention and Control of Non-Communicable Diseases, is indeed very relevant. While communicable diseases still compose the highest burden of disease in Africa, our leaders have also realized that we cannot ignore the increasing incidence of non-communicable diseases on the continent. This is why the recent fifth session of the AU Conference of Ministers of Health, held in Windhoek, Namibia, our health leaders committed themselves to address NCDs by ensuring that disease surveillance systems are strengthened to track their incidences while programs and services respond to the challenges. The AU has also adopted advocacy tools to raise awareness on how lifestyle factors can contribute to chronic ailments. One such initiative is the Africa Healthy Lifestyle Day, which is advocated and celebrated by the AU on the last Friday of February every year. The global community is currently busy reviewing the progress towards the attainment of the MDGs. As concerns Africa, it is clear that although some progress has been made, more should be done over the next 5 years if the targets are to be attained, particularly on MDG 4, 5, and 6. I am pleased to note that the review of the Millennium Development Goals is on the agenda of this assembly. In an effort to accelerate attainment of MDGs in Africa, the African Union Commission has spearheaded several initiatives. These include development of policies such as the Africa Health Strategy, the Continental Policy Framework on Sexual Reproductive Health and Rights with its Maputo Plan of Action, the Abuja Call Towards Accelerated Access to HIV, TB and Malaria Services, the Pharmaceutical Manufacturing Plan for Africa, and the Africa Regional Nutrition Strategy. I further wish to inform you that health issues in Africa have been critically discussed at the highest decision-making bodies on the continent. Compelling intersectoral collaboration between important line ministries. The AU heads of state and government held a debate on maternal, newborn and child health at the summit in Kampala in July 2010, with critical recommendations and directives as outcomes. The African Ministers of Finance and Economic Planning have been interfaced with Ministers of Health in two separate events in Addis Ababa, engaging in dialogue to improve the status of health financing on the continent. Advocacy has also been stepped up by the African Union Commission, especially on maternal and child health through the campaign on the accelerated reduction of maternal mortality in Africa under the slogan, Africa cares, no woman should die while giving life. The AU welcomes the outcome of the work of the Commission on Information and Accountability for Women's and Children's Health. As you know, this particular commission is co-chaired by His Excellency the President of the Republic of Tanzania. The recommendations of the commission will help us ensure that resources are effectively allocated and utilized through reliable health information. Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, the fight against HIV and AIDS, TB and malaria, and other infectious diseases is also still high on the agenda. This is particularly important this year when heads of state shall meet in New York during the UN high-level meeting on HIV to reveal and discuss strategies to strengthen the response to HIV and AIDS. The fifth session of the Conference of African Health Ministers of Health developed an African common position to be presented to the high-level meeting, which amongst others recommends member states to pursue domestic resource mobilization. It also calls on the international development partners to continue funding HIV services and advocate for and provide technical and financial support for accelerated action for women and girls. It is therefore pleasing to note that the draft WHO HIV/AIDS strategy for 2011-2015 is on the agenda of this assembly. Therefore, Mr. President, Honorable Ministers, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the African Union, I hereby express our appreciation of the agenda of this 64th World Health Assembly, as it not only addresses the issues I have mentioned above, but also other challenges, such as counterfeit medicines and improving access to safe, efficacious and affordable medicines, which is in line with the pharmaceutical manufacturing plan for Africa. As we approach 2015, I wish to call upon the stakeholders to strengthen their collaboration, to create the necessary synergy in order to maximize the impact of our interventions. We must ensure that the resolutions of this assembly are indeed implemented. I thank you all for your kind attention and wish you a successful deliberation and success.